It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret is out today. Coming up, we'll learn about how scientists are using sound in new and unexpected ways in their research. Our regular science expert, Gemma Tarlak, has that and other stories behind the latest science headlines. First, a survey released today says that nearly 9 out of 10 adults have health insurance, partly in thanks to the Affordable Care Act. The latest numbers from the Gallup Healthways Well-Being Index also show that more Hispanics have found insurance under the Affordable Care Act than any other ethnic or racial group. Here to take us behind those numbers is Tom Oliver, professor of population health sciences at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Veronica.
Well, Tom, these numbers show a gradual increase in healthcare enrollment since the Affordable Care Act. What do you make of the latest numbers?
Well, if we were to think of the American health insurance system as a patient, we would be really delighted to see that not only has it recovered from hemorrhaging back in 2008 through 2010, but it is fully recovered and is actually healthier now than it has been in decades. To put it in perspective, we now have fewer uninsured Americans than we've had since the first President Bush left office and President Clinton came into the White House.
Well, the Affordable Care Act, as I understand it, had three goals, one of which, of course, was to lower the rate of people who are uninsured. But how is it doing overall at meeting its goals?
Well, it's well on its way to a number of goals, but of course that's been after a lot of pitfalls along the way, challenges in the courts and challenges in putting together the enrollment process in the insurance exchanges, among many of them, and it remains to be seen. Still this summer, the Supreme Court has to rule on whether some of the subsidies that help make the insurance affordable, that have allowed many millions of people to get health insurance who have not been able to previously, it remains to be seen whether this process will continue to get stronger and stronger. One of the pleasant outcomes of this whole process over the last few years has been, while we've continued to see millions and millions of Americans, tens of millions now, get insurance coverage who were previously uninsured, health care costs, which in theory should go up quite a bit when that happens, have actually stabilized, and the rate of increase in health care insurance has been lower than it has been in decades. So the kinds of things that we're seeing right now, you'd have to go all the way back to 1965 when Medicare and Medicaid provided new insurance to tens of millions of Americans to see sort of the change that's going underway. But so far, so good. Lots more people with access to care. And lots more people being able to maintain that affordability because healthcare cost increases have slowed dramatically.
Obviously, there could be a lot of factors involved here. How much do you think we can ascribe the increased enrollment to the program itself, and how much to something else, like, say, improvement in the economy?
The economy recovering, however slow and uneven it's been for different groups in the population, has been a major factor in employers dropping health insurance and being able to continue it. But it's clear that many employer-based insurance individuals have moved from getting care and not particularly good deals for insurance from their small groups and employers into the insurance exchanges set up under the Affordable Care Act. That's several million people. Many millions of people, probably about 12 million or so, have now been able to get coverage through Medicaid expansions in 28 states and the District of Columbia, who have agreed to accept the funds and set up higher income eligibility for Medicaid for individuals and families. And we currently have a lot of people who have been able to get coverage with their families who are under age 26 because they were allowed to remain within family coverage. So there's different segments of people, but it's, again, a few million to quite a few million in each of these pockets that were able to move from being uninsured or potentially losing insurance now back into pretty mainstream coverage. And I think a lot of folks are grateful to see that happening.
Now, Hispanics saw the biggest gains in coverage in this last report. Why the difference with that group, do you think?
That is just an amazing and wonderful thing to see because traditionally, as long as I've been watching this, and that's for several decades now, Hispanics have had three times the rate of uninsurance of the general population. And that's because of the nature of their employment. It's because some of them have just come to this country. They may be citizens, but very recent. Others may be here in an undocumented or illegal status. None of those things then allows you to, whether you don't make enough money or you don't have legal status, to get health care coverage. The insurance coverage that's now available to Hispanics is basically because the Medicaid program and the insurance pools have allowed individuals to come on their own with subsidies if they're here legally, and that's a tremendous thing. So the other thing that's important is that the Community Health Centers program was expanded substantially under the Affordable Care Act, and that's where a lot of individuals who cannot see a regular doctor or get to a clinic on an ordinary basis or have someone who speaks Spanish or other languages, they come in that front door, and the community health center is then able to determine if they're actually eligible, not just for free care or discounted care, but actually eligible for insurance coverage legally. And so that has been a great front door where the community health centers have helped find the way to decide where you can get coverage and help people get signed up. So that probably is a little bit of the piece of the picture as well.
We're talking right now with Tom Oliver, professor of population health sciences at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health, about some new enrollment numbers for the Affordable Care Act. And Tom, there is a new report out by the New Commonwealth Fund, which outlines some disparities in people's ability to afford health care in certain states. In particular, it looks like states that declined the Medicaid expansion money. What's the story there?
Well, it's a pretty obvious one that if you didn't take the money, and if you're in a state that has a lot of uninsured people and you didn't take the money to expand the Medicaid coverage, which means raising eligibility from the federal poverty level, which is only about $12,000 per person, up to 133% of the federal poverty level, you basically have left, again, millions of people out of the system because they cannot afford or even have eligibility to receive the subsidies to buy individual insurance through the exchanges. So the big states with lots of uninsured people, California, Florida, Texas, primarily among them, have tens of millions of people who could get into the system with this expansion. But while California accepted the Medicaid expansion, Florida and Texas did not. So as a result, you've got very, very high percentages of uninsured individuals still, especially in Texas, also in Florida. And while there's still lots of folks uninsured in California, they've made rapid progress compared to where they were. So apparently, that Medicaid expansion is a very big deal in terms of cutting the ranks of the uninsured. And New York was the other state in that study that has made tremendous progress and is now doing much better than the national average.
Do we know how turning down that expansion money has played out in Wisconsin?
Well, it simply has a fair number of hundreds of thousands of folks who could potentially get coverage either through Medicaid or other means through the Badger Care program. It simply keeps them in the tens of thousands, about 70 to 80,000, the estimates that I've seen, from having an opportunity to get well-subsidized health care. And so, you know, when you are really having trouble having full hours of work, receiving decent wages, paying your rent, trying to afford transportation to get to your job and things like that, it's a big struggle, and certainly it's almost impossible to afford health insurance on your own without either access to the subsidies or to the Medicaid coverage, which comes almost cost-free to individuals who are eligible. So it's a big deal to a very substantial number of people in Wisconsin, and we'll just have to see how things play out over the next few years, because a number of states that did not initially accept the Medicaid expansion have now chosen to do so.
Tom, thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome. Take care.
We've been speaking with Tom Oliver, professor of population health sciences at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine and Public Health. We've been talking about the latest Gallup figure showing that nearly 9 out of 10 Americans now have health insurance.